USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Korea has criticized National Security Advisor John Bolton and said it no longer wants to deal with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Jack Keane, retired four-star general and chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, tells Fox News Kim Jong-un still wants to meet with the president.
Well, he's trying to create some division among our national security team and weaken it. At the same time, he's going way out of his way to avoid any criticism of the president, because what Kim Jong-un wants, again, is a summit with the president.
Keane says Kim still believes he can get sanction relief from President Trump. Clashes broke out between dozens of demonstrators and police in Paris on the 23rd Saturday of Yellow Vest protests. Dozens of black-hooded demonstrators threw rocks at police, and some set fire to motorcycles in the center of the French capital. Trash cans and several scooters were also set ablaze. Police responded by firing tear gas and stun grenades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Both the Democrats and the president are making it harder on themselves than they need to. So says GOP strategist Frank Luntz, who tells Fox News Democrats continue to beat a dead horse over the Mueller report, and the president hurts himself by putting out his continuous tweets.
He really should be at about a 55% approval rating, but he's not. And this is one of the challenges that the White House is probably considering. But the Democrats are actually making it easy for him by insisting on the partisanship, the ugliness, the cause, as Senator Warren did, for impeachment, even after seeing that there are no grounds for it.
Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischmann of Tennessee says it's time to move past the Mueller report and deal with the crisis at the border.
We are seeing a chaotic situation at the border like we've never seen before. Unprecedented numbers, disease, potential terrorism. We are being literally overrun in this country, and the Democrats are sitting on their hands.
Fleischmann says the Mueller investigation went on far too long. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Two television shows from the 70s will be performed live on stage for one night only. USA's Wendy King takes us back in time.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a new TV special honoring All in the Family and the Jeffersons. ABC announced a press release on Thursday saying the 51-year-old television personality will present a tribute to the classic Norman Lear series. Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. The tribute will recreate an original episode from both All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker in All in the Family. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson in The Jeffersons. The live 90-minute special will air May 22nd on ABC.
Hello, it's me.
According to the pop singer Adele's representatives, Adele and her husband Simon Konecki have separated. A statement from Benny Tarantini says the two are committed to raising their son together lovingly. As always, they ask for privacy. The Grammy winner largely keeps mum on her private life and her relationship with Konecki. Konecki is co-founder of Life Water and its charity, Drop for Drop, which promotes global access to clean water. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.